Shabbos when you're still in the middle of the Sugya balance. But, I'm not really mesugel to give and speak about anything else except Rav Chaim tonight. So, that's what we're going to speak about. The Olam Vada understands that I'm not going to be master Rav Chaim. I don't have to explain a little bit. I mean, it's a tefis I have in someone who, the female tefisa, is the closest thing to less than Barnash. But we have to try to be understand what he was to everyone. But I guess he knows the truth. I'm going to be maspid my Reb Chaim. Try to be maspid a little bit. Maybe it's a few nekudas, maybe one nekuda. Nekuda matters. Pesukim in Shmuel steht azoy. Shmuel Aleph per Dal. Vayilochmu plishtim vayinogif Yisrael. There was a big milchama in Klaius on the plishtim. And the plishtim gave a galdig makat to Yisrael. Vayinu se ishlo yolav atiyah makat gedoyle meoid vayipom Yisrael shloishim elef rag. 30,000 yidin were killed. Besides that, the plishtim captured the Oren Elikim. Shnei bnei Eli meisu Chofni Pinchas. And besides that, two bnei Eli, Chofni Pinchas were killed. Vayoratzish Binyamin me'amarocha. From the front lines he ran. Vayovei Shila b'yemahu. Skipping a little bit. Vayovei v'ine Eli yoyishev alakisei. Eli was a zokin muflug, the god of Lador. He didn't go into the Muhammad. Mitzapa ki yoli b'chorid al orein alikim. Ve'ish bol ahagid b'yir v'tizak kol yir. There was a rash, there was a tzoka in the ear. They knew a little bit what happened to the Muhammad. Ve'ish ma'eli es kol ha'tzoka. V'yoyim emek kol ha'homen hazeh. Ve'ish mir v'yovid v'yagil le'eli. Eli wanted to know what's tzotzich. Ve'eli ben tishim u'shmoy nishana ve'enev kama v'lo yochal yiros. You couldn't see at that point. Ve'yoyim ha'ish ha'eli anoichi ha'bom ben ha'marocha. I'm coming from the Marocha, from the front lines. Vani men Marocha nasti ayoyim. Ayoyim meho yor adever bini nu zog. Tell me what happened. Vayana mevasa vayoyim er nos Yisrael if ne plishtim. Vegam magefa gedoyla beisa baom. The first thing he tells them about the maka gedoyla. 30,000 Yiddisha kindalach. Yiddisha kindalach. Vegam, he adds on more besides that. Shnei banecha meisu. Chofni opinchas. Your two children were killed. And the Oren Hashem was taken. When he mentioned the capture, the captive that was taken captured, the Oren Elikim, Vayipol Melkisa Charanis. When Eli heard about 30,000 kindlech, 30,000 kindlech, and his kindlech, Yiddish, they were killed. He heard his two sons were killed. That he was able to handle. When he heard the Oren Elikim, that Eli couldn't handle. Yipol me'alkisa acharan is bad yad. Hashar vati shover mafarnaktoi v'yom iskizoken yish v'kovid. So God will be Yisrael. The man of Gador, he feels Yiddish akinda. 30,000 of Klal Yisrael were killed. Could we measure the tragedy? His two children, what a kid is, what a child is, his two children were killed. That Eli HaKohen could take. Or in Elikim, it's impossible. Impossible to digest, impossible to continue. Shteido, at the greatest tragedy that could be in Klal Yisrael is when there's an Or in Elikim, and the Or in Elikim is taken, it's the greatest tragedy. Taishtopar Baran, he talks about this psukim. The Oren Elikim is the Siba for all the Hashpois. It's the Siba for the Hashpois HaTorah, which Me'ela is the Hashpois for everything. 30,000 Yidden dying is a tragedy. It's impossible to even be mazbo what a tragedy is. A person's two children dying, Laleinu, Chas V'Shalom, Poshid, people, it's impossible to be mazik. But that's a tragedy prati. That's a tragedy prati. And the Orein Elikim, when the Orein is taken, that's the mark of everything. The Orein is taken. So that's the mark of everything. Gemara Ksubas Daf Kuf Dalet, it's talking about the Ptira of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi, Ashkafta the Rabbi. So it's famous, the Gemara says, Bakapara said it was Magdir. When Rabbeinu HaKadosh was Nifter, Ochsu, Nitzchu, Areilim es HaMezukim, Areilim es Malachi Malo, Zokrashi, Mitzukin is Mitzuki Eretz. Nitzchu Areilim es Mitzukin v'noshva Oren HaKoydesh. The Areilim, they took the Oren HaKoydesh. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was the Oren HaKoydesh. Rabin Shal Yisrael was the Oren HaKoydesh. Shteltzer in the Mashah over there. Why is Rabbeinu called, why is Rabbi called the Oren HaKoydesh? It should be the Torah. It was taking the Torah, maybe the Luchas, the Torah itself. Why is the Oren HaKodesh? Why is it the Oren Elikim? Zokta Mashal, maybe I'm adding a tiny bit. He starts with Mashal saying, the Torah of Rabbeinu HaKodesh can never be taken. The Torah is a Davar Ruchni. That always exists. You take Rabbeinu's Guf, Rabbeinu HaKodesh is not living anymore. The Torah is always there. The Guf of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, because Mani was living, the guf is like Aron HaKodesh. The Aron was a physical kli that held the Torah in this world. We even live in an Aretz Ha'artzi, a mundane world that me and you live in, a world that's filled with Ra, it's filled with a life that brings it the desires, kinna, taiva, and kavod. It's filled with it so much shiftless. And the Aron held the Torah, Dvar Hashem in this world, Dvar Hashem, Gavoyim Al Gavoyim in this world. Rabbeinu HaKodesh calls Manu when he was living. So then the Torah is here. There's an Achiza for the Torah in this world. That's the Veton. That's the cry, that's the tragedy. Rabbeinu HaKodesh is gone. And Chaim was here. We had a Tvisa Torah. We had Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Chaim's Torah is still around. Chaim's Torah is with him. It's there for everyone. The chelik that's nichtav for sure, and the chelik that was never in his galus with him, but that there was a baser v'dam, that there was a human being who embodied with him, who had the Torah b'tarosoi. That's God. That's unbearable. Try to touch up a little bit. What was the bechina of Aron Elikim? What was the bechina of Aron Elikim that Rechaim was for us? What was the bechina? What was the tefisa they gave us in the Torah that was here in this world? So the Bem is two nekudas. One, the first nekudah that we only get to talk about tonight. Aron held the Torah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That was, like we said, that was the source of the world. It was the source. The Aron Ki Yadua didn't do any pula. There was no avoid that we did the Aron. The Aron just stayed bim kaimai. The Aron was the center of the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban, in the beginning of Parshas Truma, talks about that, that the entire tachlis of the Aron, of the Mikdash was the Aron, which is the Makam HaShoah HaShechina. The Mishkan is called Oil Moir Al Shem the Aron. V'ne'adti v'chashami al kaparis. The Mishkan and the Mikdash, that's the source of the chiyas of the world, The center of that is the Aron, the Torah. The Torah, the Aron, represented the Torah as being a source of everything in this world. The Nakuda, in my tefisa, Rabbi Chaim meant to me, again, in my clean hasaga, he was, he was a chad bedar in this. The Nakuda that the Torah is the source from everything. The Nakuda of Torah, estakal b'raisa bar alma, that Chaim gave us an emissary, live, real tfisa. There was a living person who lived life. Let's explain a little bit. We all live in a world. We all in this world. Actually spoke about in the Vadim. It's very important not to forget that Kadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world. We're in this world. We all live in a world. And Kavayochal, afterwards, the Torah comes in our world. We're all born. And we're raised in a world with the way it runs. It runs, Lamashal, money is one of the major things that runs this world. COVID, taiva, comfort, social standing. There's so many different things that are part of our world. In there comes the Torah. The Baalei Aliyah Fashtei, that the Torah is Choshev. And in their value system, Torah is a Moridei Chashivas, they understand that the Torah is the Sefer Hayorah, it's the instructions. If you want to live life the right way, Torah is the proper way to live life. Torah, it's Majichu. That's the Bnei Aliyah. But Be'emis, the Fidestachlos Emis, what I just said is a tragedy. It's a tragedy. If we understand the way, it's a tragedy. It's a Rochik Min Emis. Chazal tell us in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, in the Zohar, Lashon is famous. Stakel b'raisa b'ra alma. Lashon of the Medrash is, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Medrash Rabbah, Bereishis b'ra lakim b'raishis. How did Kadosh Baruch Hu create this world with the Torah? How did Kadosh Baruch Hu mabit b'Torah v'b'raias oilam? Every object, every living and existing thing in this world came from the Torah. There's no world and the Torah enters the world. The world is a product of the Torah. This idea that anything in this world only has a much relevance, significance, value in as much as it is an expression of something in the Torah. And if it's not an expression of something in the Torah, it doesn't exist, it doesn't have a chashivus, it's the emes ma'amitoi. And this is what a human being in our generation lived day in and day out, 24/7. Let's bring it out a little bit. What does this mean? And I want to get to an amaisa the kinakuda a little bit. This is soy, this is mavuro, b'chol mokum. We look at things in the world, and we're boxing to this world. We're boxing to the avon of this world. We're very worldly, and we're very pragmatic, and very logical, all in worldly thought, in human thought, kaviyach. But the Torah is before the world. And everything in the world is only in as much as it comes from the Torah. One dugma, in Parshas Bereishis, Yom Revi state, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemesh, the Ma'oris, the Shemesh, the Reach of the Gechovim. Yom Elikim Yehi Ma'oris Berki HaShemayim Lahavdil Bein HaYoyim Uvein HaLayla. The function, part of the idea of the Ma'oris was to make Avdola ben Yom v'Layla. And the Pasuk started saying, what did they do before? The Pasuk starts listing off. V'hoyu la'oisois l'moya de milyonim v'shonim. That's the first Pasuk, Pasuk Yudal. It was la'oisois. Rashi says, oisois is, it served as a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael is doing well. When there's likui Ma'oris, when there's a likui Ma'oris, an eclipse, it's a sign that Klal Yisrael has been chayte. That's oisois. U'moya dim, it serves. The Levon is all the Yom Tovim are Alfi Levon. Uli Yomim Fishonim. And also serves as the units of years and days. Years and days, so many halachas are totally on days and years. Endless halachas are totally on the gither of what a Yom is, what a Yom Balaila, what one day to the next day, what a Shon is. Next Pasuk. There's a Rashi here. Rashi says, the next pasuk says, "Vahoyu lemoiros." Rashi says, "Vahoyu lemoiros." Oid zoyis yisham shushayir loyel. So I saw once from Shmuel Yankel Bornstein. When we dig one word in Rashi, oid zoyis. Rashi says that the function of the shemesh and reir being things that illuminate, Mr. Moser, give warmth. Oid zoyis. That was a secondary function of the shemesh and reir. The first pasuk tells me what the ikar function was. And the second pasuk tells me what the second function. If I ask anyone in this room, what do you think of when you think about the sun? What do you think about anything about the sun? So I'm sure the first thing you're telling me is, yeah, that's the thing that we're kaveh pesach for. That's the first thing, right? No. That's what you get up every day, and that's what gives you light, and that's what gives you warmth. It's like, it's nice if you learn. You learn the kviyas amoyedim. You want to know what the shemesh is? You know what the shemesh is? The shemesh. The shemesh is a teretic object. The shemesh, its first and foremost function is an halachic option. That's the first pasuk. That's l'moyadim, l'oyseis, l'yom, l'shonim. Oyzois, tzveidazach, also an affliction. No, also it happens to be, it functions as something that's made of the heart. This is emes manita shel Torah. This is a basic hashkofa. The problem is, by us, it remains hashkofa. It doesn't remain a reality. There was a human being who lived 94 years. I don't know exactly how many lived. Well, this was something basic, and people were able to visit him, and he wrote Torah, and his whole life was all about this. And I want to try to bring it out. And you can tell, we could go on and on. There are 5 or 6 different akudas you see in Baruch Chaim. There's all this. Baruch Chaim, whenever he spoke to him about anything, that was the Kipshuta. It existed from the Torah. He would ask, talking about a shtender. A shtender wasn't a shtender. It was a gemara in a darm. It talks about a shulchan, and the minimal shulchan was a tefach. You people talk about a cat. Where is a cat in Chazal? When objects came into his mind, they didn't come into his mind like it comes to me and you. It came from Chazal. It was Torah's kainims and sifris. The other havayas ha'olam that we all have, our first tfis and other things, it didn't, that's not where to start from. Let's tell a few stories. Now in these tkufas, we're in the tkuf of Shleishim Yom Kaidim L'Chag. The 2 stories that stick in my mind. One of the ma'isim, his son mentioned Halavaya. The people used to bring him gvirim all the time. It was like a gimmick for them. You know, they can make money. They used to bring the gvirim, they get appointment by Reb Chaim, and that's where they make money. So Rosh Hashivas and different organization leaders, they bring him. So someone brought him a gvir and it was having to be, this kufa. And I don't know why people did this, but they always were trying to impress Reb Chaim how rich these people were. I don't know why they didn't learn. But upon him, someone was there and he said, this guy, he has a huge house, you can't imagine, I don't remember now the number. He has a room, he has a house, 50 rooms. 50 rooms in his house. So the first thing Reb Chaim was, how did he do with his comments? That was the first thing I said. How did he do with his comments? A house to Reb Chaim, when he was Stoyishim Yom Koidim L'chag, a house to Reb Chaim was, That's what it was. It was Muskovishan. They have this Stalka project organization right here. They give out bread. It's still every Mondays here. They give out bread. It started like 5, 6, 7 years ago. I don't remember now. They give out bread to Avreichim, in the neighborhoods. And they started originally, I think it was the old Angels. They moved on to other companies. Anyways, and originally when they went to get us, they wanted to get us coming from Chaim to this project of giving out bread. So also it was this Tkufa. And the first time the person came to tell him about how many loaves of bread they're giving. I don't remember now it was. We're going to give out 400,000 loaves of bread. Look at the first time Chaim was, how are you going to do Sveifas Chometz till Pesach? How are you going to do Sveifas Chometz till Pesach? This was Maisim B'chol Yoim. Everything is not, Guzmois. It's a person who, the Torah was the source of everything. That's where everything started. This is why he wasn't machshav a gvir accused there. I want to tell you the difference between you, the million differences. But the difference between him and so many other, this, he was a chad bedor. There are obviously a lot of madrigas. A lot of people say that I'm galled by him, everything is Torah. There are madrigas. Again, I can't say, in our tfisa, there wasn't kemoisa in this day. And everything began and ended with Torah, there wasn't kemoisa. When a gvir comes into the room, a gvir that would come in is worth $500 million, come into this room. I'm just telling you how many awards they grant. The second he comes into the room, I go, someone gets one of them. I feel power. I feel power. So if I work on myself, hopefully I'm holding by it, I'll work to machavek. I call it a pavzapula. I'll try to machavek and realize I'm much more. That's really nothing compared to being choshev in Torah. And I'm not going to be nichnatim, I'm not going to be machniftim, and if he's going to tell me something that goes against halacha, goes against Torah, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to work at it. So that's havoida. That's because by me, I live in a world. In that world, kesef is toivis, a lot of money. It has a lot of power and a lot of influence. In the B'chaim, it wasn't an avoida. I'm telling you, again, some people, there was nothing was chal, nothing was chal. It didn't mean a key who said to him, a guy could be worth $10 billion, it didn't mean anything to him. Did you learn Chumash? Did you learn Mishnayis? Nothing. It wasn't Toifis Mokim by him. V'cheina. Things weren't Toifis. Why? Because again, what is money? You do tzedakah from it? That's more something. Even if it is something, it's something zikr after Chashivas of Torah. In the Sulam Erech, and the Zikr comes afterwards. But if it's anything else, it doesn't start. It wasn't a factor by him. The Torah, this idea that the Torah was the source of everything. The real world! He lived in the real world. Let's see this in a few more protein. The Welt Heint, Befrat, the ones who knew him for last year, knows Reb Chaim for his Maifsim. What's all the Maifsim? What's all that? So one of the famous Maifsim, they also told her about Levaya. Famous Maifsim in the early years, when Reb Chaim was mining a sefer, it was called Karni Chagovim, one of his many sfarim, that was written in Kolki Atera. He was writing about the Kashrus. The different kashas, that's Shmuel Shwatzim, which ones are kosher, which ones are not kosher. Simonim, so he's writing about grasshoppers, and there's many, many different versions and types of grasshoppers. And one of them had a sofik, and there was a certain thing he was writing about, and he had a certain sofik, and the Metziah said to him, and when he was writing about that, there was the grasshopper landed on the window, so right next to him, until he was able to write exactly the features of the grasshopper, exactly when he needed, and then it was installed. So he told him, I'm not going to go. Tariqah Swabi Zilibishin is all over. The Maya said, we always said, they said over, Chaim Karz with the Chzimai Racha, the guy of Antwerp. So when he heard about this Maya, he also was married to Kaspar from this Maya. He was very known to the Chaim. And he said over, again, I think there must be a deal, but they said over, then the next time he went to the village of Chaim, after he heard the Maya, he was spoiled about the Maya, and he went to ask Chaim, no, it's true. He couldn't believe it because it's true. So he said, Chaim was cheap. Chaim didn't say anything. He invited him. Chaim was misfarakish for a second. He was a poshetim. He didn't understand what the Chaim cause was getting all misfarakish about. It was a poshetim. I'm trying to explain what's the pshat. This is the insight to all of the Chaim's voices. Because love is right. Like the Shbohu who created a welt. And this Torah and this Teva. And the Chavetz Vavis writes that for someone whose whole life is Torah, the Chukei HaTeva are Meshubit to Torah. Torah is not Meshubit to the Teva. The Chukei HaTeva are Meshubit to Torah. This is Be'etzem, the exact idea of what we spoke about before. Staka Baraisa Bar Alma. If the Torah is the source of every single, of all the natural existence of this world, so nature is Meshubit to Torah. Someone who understands that, or someone who lives that, someone when they see a cat is a Gemara in Chveis and Shabbos, and someone when they see a house is a Bedikas Chometz, and bread is a Sreifas Chometz. So someone to that, it's a double poshet to him, it's Taka, not a Chilv Shiddish, it's not a Chiddish Kiyuzet, that if Torah right now needs to know, there's a chilek of Torah that needs to know what a grasshopper is, a double poshet. I don't care how rare the species is, it's going to land over here. What's the shayla? It's not a chiddush ki huzeh. That's the pirush haposhet, moisim. It's when a someone who is an Oren Elikim. An Oren Elikim, I want you to get away from the fumkeit of a lot of Torah. It's a deeper Nakuda we're talking about here. We're talking about Hashivas of Torah. We're talking about what place, where does Torah take in your life? Oren Elikim means it's the source. Someone who lives and he lives a life on a reality that Torah is the source of everything, it's the poshet to him that anything that is needed for him, that means the Torah, everything is needed for the Torah. He only has Torah and anything needed for the Torah, the Teva is going to bend because the Teva is Mishabit to Torah. This was him and this was his life in all kinds of ways. We live in a world. And unfortunately, the Torah were Meshabit to the Teva. When Meshabit the Torah to the Teva, he lived in a pure world. In a pure world. Again, I'll talk about it in 2 minutes, could we get to that? But he definitely came from extremely pure home and a pure upbringing. Hashem gave us a matona. Hashem gave us a human being. He had a human heart, a human kidneys, a human liver. He had everything we had. And the etzem that's the source of having all the desires, it should be machsh of guilt, and it should be machsh of covet, and it should be machsh of geshmak, and it should be machsh of what people think and what people are saying. And it's all it was machsh of was Torah. Why? Because he had that akara, the emeskait. The emeskait. He lived in that pure world, and that's the true world. The Torah is the emes, the source of everything. We live in a contorted, adulterated, crooked world. We live in a world that the whole time we're trying to make the Torah, trying to stim the Torah with our welt. And that's why we're so far and we're so low. When Reb Chaim was around, we had a tefis in that. When Reb Chaim was around, there was still somebody in the purest ways who, we use the word, the world didn't exist. The world didn't exist. And to me, that was one of the purest things. To me, that gave a hope. Who am I? I'm a bacher who came from America, like all you guys, most of you guys here. I'm a bacher who grew up with the welt in his narishkeiten. And my whole life, I'm fighting against all this narishkeiten. I'm fighting against be'etzem. What does it mean, fighting against? Not because the world doesn't exist, but I'm fighting to make ikker tuffel and tuffel ikker. I know. What the world makes tuffel ikker, and what the world make Iker Tuffel. For me, when there was a human being in this world, it was Hashpo, who by him, I don't even say that I forgot that the world existed, but it was Be'emes Tuffel. That was the purest thing, that was a Metzir, that was a reality, that was a Dover, that was Metair, that was a Tzir Chai. That yes, the Torah is before the world. The Torah is before Kaviyochel reality. Let me take one of the tears. What do I mean? It sounds like some hard words. Chaim is not my chiddush. Everyone knows he wasn't a great Baal Kishrin. Today we live in a world. Someone who's not a Baal Kishrin, to get him to try to believe in himself, to send him to try to believe in himself, is very hard. He has everything going against him. Look around. Look how many people are matzliach. What do you mean look around? What do you mean you're looking? Who are you looking? Where are you looking? You're looking at the world. Look at what the Torah said. Chaim looked at one thing. So Mafurush Apostle in the Torah. Torah, Hashem, Tamima, Meshivas, Nafesh, Machkimas Pesim. Prime learned and learned and learned and learned and learned and learned until the Torah was Machkimim. And he learned, and I'm not even telling it all good. He learned for years, he learned without Havona. And the Torah was Machkimim. But how could you? What's the battery that keeps you learning and learning and learning when you're not understanding? The answer is he lived in a world of Torah, Hashem, Tamima. You think reality is that you're limited, that you're not going to understand. By him, reality was, if you're going to learn Torah, I'm going to understand. He had confidence. He had confidence in the Torah. The Torah is real. The Torah is real. The Torah says that if you learn Torah, the Torah could create. The Torah could create. You're sticking the world and you're stuck in the world. This is one of the nekudas that our Torah is holding so far. And I'm showing so directly to what we did speak about in balance. Yes, Avada we spoke about. We spoke about how you have to know you live in a world and you have to land in this world. But Lamaisa, we spoke about the whole time that the sugi of balance is two extremes. You have to also know there's also a world. But you have to have an extreme, which means the other extreme, the emes hachashivas of Torah. And this is the time when B'chaim is nifter, this time, the shiva, the shloshim. In the sugya balance, there are times of focus, you're not supposed to focus on the other side. You're supposed to focus on where B'chaim was. This is the time we could chaparai. I'm mamish afraid. I'm telling the Olam, I'm mamish afraid. I'm mamish afraid. The nekuda of chashivas haTorah, this nekuda, we were yared ployim. It's nekuda, we're so worldly. Everything today is try to work it out of be realistic. Be realistic. Be realistic. What's realistic? Dead marriages. Kids were growing up the wrong way. Fakum to people. People are spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on vacations and Pesach. A zman that doesn't go to the end of the zman. That's realistic. I had two questions that came to me today. I'm just going to show you the sugya. Two questions that came to me today. One question was, somebody who has a plane ticket, has the difference, if he leaves Tuesday before the end of the Zman, it's $2,000 difference from Thursday to the end of Zman. And that's a shayla. Classic shayla today. Should he spend $2,000? I'm asking the Olam, Baruch Haim, can I ask you such a question? You're embarrassed to ask such a question. It's not a form of shtick. Posh, it doesn't make it. He wouldn't begin to understand what you're talking about. What are you talking about? $2,000? What's a shayla? What do you think the money's here for? I mean, what created the money? What is it here for? But why'd I say that? No. We're people. We live in this world. Of course, it's for money is a thing for us. But how far are we going to go? If it's going to come, it's going to come that we might start, you know, for good prizes, we might start going a month early maybe, if it makes sense, you know. And for everything else in the world, we could spend $2,000. People are spending $2,000 on suits and ties. The answer is because the world is toif, it's a lot of mokum for us. And Torah is b'seiser hamadrega, is b'shval hamadrega. Torah is not choshev in the world. We need those people who toifis the emes and mitzias. Another question. Somebody from next man. They have to go on. They came to me as a nocha pshuta. They have to go to a chasana 2.5 weeks. Tag boimer into this man. It's not a sister. It's not a brother. But they have to go in. So now what could they do? They have to go in 2.5 weeks for sure. They have to go in to fly back for the beginning of this man. To be 2 weeks. What's the shayla? Your whole zman. I guarantee you, if someone comes 2.5 weeks late, I guarantee you his man is close to disasters. So, Stan, what's going on? What happened to us? The answer to him to us is we're part of the world. And we're part of a world that is becoming even more and more worldly, and more and more worldly, and more be normal, understand what everyone is. And I do, I'm with that. But we have to start off with an emes hachashiva zatur, and then afterwards, that has to be an afterthought. That has to be a second thought. Okay, I have to make out. I have to work it out with what's going on in the world. Oh, but where is the emes hachashivas of Torah? This was B'chaim for me. An American bocher who was fighting against the world, fighting against the Ashirus, fighting against the chitzoinis of the world. The world is machshev, everything that sparkles and shines and glitters. Fighting against. There was a mokim that was Torah atzayv. It was Torah, and only Torah. It knew the emes that Torah changes the mitzias. Torah could take a flappish boy and make him into a talmud chacham otzum. Torah could take a far rockaway boy, a 5 pounds boy. You think why? Do you think not why? You think what? You think? Oh, it's because you're meshubit to the world. He lived in that emes of the world. Now the oilim says that's a b'chaim. B'chaim had no shayches to our world. And Samus, he didn't. First of all, he was a boss of Adam, not Vistin. He was a boss of Adam's klar. And a human being got to that. But you're right. Hitaka didn't know many of the things. He didn't know. He had no shaykhs. He was a tomim. He was a tor. He was called Kulei Tor. That was going in his head. So what shaykhs have to us? So first of all, again, we have to take out a brekel. But I want to fear us. The more we dig in a kuda. Yes, it has shaykhs to us. Does have shaykhs to us. We all have a chelik that has connection to Reb Chaim. We're speaking about the whole zman, how big a yid is. I'll bring you a big raya that we all have a shaykhs to it. There were hundreds and thousands of yidin over the past a bunch of years. I don't know when, since he started being Makabal Kal, and people never go to him. Who went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky to ask him questions? And it was a joke. People are coming to ask him questions, and he's telling them things that are off the charts. Off the charts. He's telling a guy who's wearing, $5,000 suit, and he's wearing cologne and something. He's going to grow a beard. Like, where are you coming from? He's smoking. No, move to Yerushalayim. That's the Taichel. What we said tonight is a little bit Taichel. He's living in a different. He sees the whole world from a Torah point. And these people are really in the world. Fine. That's Masber. We spoke about tonight's Masber. So many things about Reb Chaim. But I want to know, why do they keep on going? Why do they go? Why are they going to Reb Chaim? Why? There are people that don't listen to him, but many people go, why is this flappish Balabas? Why is he going to Reb Chaim? Why? The answer is, there's a chiluk in every yid that's connected that part. It's a chelik every yid that wants to fight on the veld. It knows the shekhar of the veld. It knows this mitzias of stakal barayis of oram. It knows, and we know gan's good, and we all have it within us, and we connect it when we see an emesetzir of someone who's living that. We see someone who's tining that, hacking that, who's trying that. That's not. When we see someone who is living that, because in his value system, the emes, the Torah is, we're willing to connect it. We want to take it. It might be hard for us to work at, but we want to take it. This is what we had. This is what it means, Orein Elikim. We had a tfisa, we had an achiza. The Torah, besides the Torah, the Orein Elikim, the physical body, a human being that lived, that I saw with my own eyes, a human being that, by him, everything started from the Torah. I see that's a reality by a human being. This is something for us. We have to take it. It's a time. It's a time to chaperayim. We have to take it. It's an ace Watson. It's an ace. This is what we have to do. The nishmer smay. Should be zoicha that we shouldn't know mitzar. And if we take it out, we can have a mitzvah grow. It should be takavim nishmasai.